Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Rowe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Rowe, Nick Keezer, Ian Safar here with you. We'll be joined by Paul Kuharski from paulkuharski.com a little bit later in the program. Speaking of PK, so Joe, we had a discussion yesterday on the show, and I want to make sure I frame this correctly, because as it often does, you know, we had this discussion yesterday, and then later on in the show, it turned into, you guys are idiots thinking that the Titans should hope that Cam Ward turns out to be Baker Mayfield. I'm like, well, that's not what we said. I think we would all agree that if you're drafting Cam Ward number one overall, Joe, that the hope is that he turns into an elite quarterback like a Mahomes or an Allen or Burrow, a Jackson, one of those guys that 5 years from now, he's in the discussion with the top quarterbacks in the league. Of course, everybody hopes that he's that, and that's what you want when you're drafting somebody number one overall. My question was, would you take it if in 5 years from now, what he's turned into and what he's grown to be is basically last year's version of Baker Mayfield? And I threw the numbers out there yesterday, and PK threw the numbers out on a Twitter poll that he did that did not list the name of the quarterback. It just listed the numbers. And his question was basically, if this was the best season that Cam Ward ever had, would you take it? And it was 4,500 yards, 41 touchdowns, a 71.4% completion percentage, and 16 picks. And over 90% of his response that had like 5,000 votes on it said, yeah, we take that.
Yep.
So that's my question. It's like, I recognize that if you're taking Cam Ward number one overall, you want him to be an elite quarterback. If it doesn't reach the elite quarterback status, which, by the way, we've gone through the numbers, it's not a very high success rate to reach that, would you take Baker Mayfield and what he was last year for Tampa Bay as Cam Ward's kind of ceiling? And my answer was, yeah, I would. Like, if you're going to tell me he's throwing for 4,500 yards and 41 touchdowns, I'll take that from Cam Ward if that's what he ends up being.
Okay, one word there that I want to make sure to clarify. You said ceiling. I want that. I'm saying that's what he is. That's the norm.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Right? Like, that's some outlier season for him.
For sure, yeah. I'm not talking about, like, some one-off. Like, that's the type of player he turns into.
Yeah, look. I mean, I know that we're going to get into other names, too. But, yeah, to win in the NFL, you have to build a great offensive line. You have to build a defensive line. You have to have playmakers at all three levels of your defense. You have to have skill players. You have to have good coaching. You have to have innovation. Be ahead of the curve with your coordinators. You have to have solid special teams. All those things matter. If you have those things or enough of those things and a quarterback of Mayfield's quality or some of the other guys we're going to talk about, you can win a Super Bowl. Yes. So, of course you want the best. But if you're being realistic and you can have that level of play, yeah, you absolutely take it. I think it's an easy answer.
Well, not everybody does. So, Stilly, not excited about the idea of Baker Mayfield being what Cam Ward ends up as the number one pick for the Titans. He also had an interesting take yesterday about quarterbacks that he would not take as the number one overall pick. Here's what Stilly had to say yesterday on his program.
Quarterbacks who I would not accept if this becomes their career. Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, Tua Tagovailoa, Jordan Love, I think Jerry might still be out there. Goff, not good enough. I know he went to a Super Bowl. I know that he had a good year the last 2 years in Detroit. Not good enough. Geno Smith, Baker, Darnold, Carr, Wilson, Jones, Fields. Not good enough with the number one pick. And yes, Lamar Jackson, I would take him number one overall if that's what I end up getting.
Gee, thanks, Jared. Way to bring that insight.
Well, look, some of those guys, you're not going to get any argument from me. Like, yeah, I wouldn't take Justin Fields. I'm with you there.
Yeah, some of those are absolutely.
Some of those are right. Now,
Russell Wilson. I'd take best version of Russell Wilson.
Yeah, like I would probably take that as the number one overall pick.
There's a Super Bowl ring that exists because of
like
him.
Goff
and a good team.
We've talked a lot about Goff. Now, Goff is a guy that you need the circumstances around him to be really good.
Yes.
But you could also do a whole lot worse than Jared Goff. And again, when we have these conversations, it gets lost in like, oh, that's what we want. Like, we want the quarterback to be Jared Goff. Of course I don't. I want the quarterback to be Patrick Mahomes. What would I take? I would take Jalen Hurts as a result of a number one overall pick.
Who, by the way,
just won a Super Bowl. And I realized that the team around him was unbelievable. And do I think he is like the chief responsible person for winning the Super Bowl? No, I don't. But that just goes to show you that type of quarterback you can win with.
Jalen Hurts in two Super Bowl appearances, 44 for 60, 73.3%, 525 yards, 8 total touchdowns, 142 rushing yards, 1 pick. Yeah. Yes! Yeah, he won one Super Bowl, and he probably should have won the other one because he was great in the first one. It's just an insane argument to me that Jalen Hurts would not be. Yeah, I understand that there's great. That's what you have to do in this league. And there's quarterbacks that are great, find me the quarterback who's great, who is so great that he drags sludge with him to a championship. I understand, like, the Chiefs, he didn't have the great receivers recently, all that stuff. They've had a lot of things about them that are also great that have contributed to championships. Tom Brady had great defenses for early parts of his career. Then he had better skill later. I mean, he'd be maybe the closest in terms of but again, even like Brady with the Bucs, incredible pass rush, fantastic defense, tremendous receivers, right? You have to have these things.
Well, look, Jared just texted me about going to get Goff. You can go get a guy like him in free agency every year. You can in some years. Like, you can go get free agency. But
every year?
I think Mayfield is a perfect example. The Bucs got Mayfield. He had a good year, and then they got him again on a really team-friendly contract. Like, if Mayfield's deal expired now, after the year he just had, he's making a ton of money.
Yes.
Like, he's making a ton of money. And I threw this out there yesterday. You know, I will say most of the response we got was, yeah, like, I would take Baker Mayfield's last season here if that's what Cam Ward ends up being. And obviously the Twitter poll that Kuharsky threw out there was over 90%. So I don't think it's a huge amount of people that are like, no, why? Like, why would you sign up for that? But, like, look at these numbers. 4,500 yards. 7-9 in attempt, 71% completion percentage, 41 touchdowns. Yeah, the interception total is a little high.
Yeah,
he had 16 picks.
He throws some killer picks.
Yeah, so there is that. But like the Titans have not had a quarterback season that's really approached that. Like, we went through Tannehill's best season yesterday, which I think was in the neighborhood of 3,800 yards and 33 touchdowns.
33-5. Now, 33-5 is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I mean,
it's comparable.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take that season with the number one pick.
There have been, like, maybe a couple times in the history of the Titans franchise that they've had quarterbacking seasons like what we just saw from Mayfield.
Yeah.
And there are Titans fans that are like, heck no, I wouldn't take that. I don't want that.
Yeah, of course you want the best of the best. You want Cam Ward to be Patrick Mahomes or whoever you think he compares to. Of course you do. But, yeah, you have to be realistic. And if you got that for 10, 12, 15 years, you would have the best quarterback tenure of the entire franchise's history. I mean, I guess I say that. I have to go look back and see how many years, like Warren Moon. Warren Moon was very high level, but not for a ton of years. I mean, he was very high level for probably about 6-7 years. McNair had a tremendous run, but again, not a ton of years. I mean, if you're getting a number one pick and you're projecting that as, like, basically you can count on a decade of that, then there you go. You've set a new standard for the franchise. And you, with that play, I mean, Jordan Love, absolutely. I would maybe hesitate on Tua. I think I would take Goff. I mean, Goff, his accuracy, I hate his lack of mobility, you know, because, like, most of these guys can move around some. Baker can move around some. But I think I would still take what he does in seeing the field and throwing with accuracy.
By the way,
build a great team around him.
McNair's co-MVP year with Peyton Manning, he threw for 3,200 yards, 24 touchdowns, 7 picks. Now, look, I realize it's a different game now than it was then.
And he's a great player.
He's a great player. And, like, if the Titans – if Cam Ward turned into Steve McNair, I would also take that 100 times out of 100 if I'm the Titans.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, like, what Baker Mayfield just did, the Titans have never really approached having at the quarterback position, which I think would surprise some people when they look at it. 615-737-1025. Our phone number. Will take more of your thoughts on this. Would you take Cam Ward – if he turned into basically what Baker Mayfield is now for Tampa Bay? Take your thoughts on that. 615-737-1025. Kuharski will be with us later in the program. Robbie and Rex Row, 1025-1063, the game. This week's Nashville's Best Deal is from 12 Stones Crossing Golf Club in Gilbertsville. They offer 18 championship holes spanning over 6,800 yards with the meandering Madison Creek as its centerpiece. Get half off a $50 gift card while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. By the way, you can win an exclusive Jason Aldean experience. Just text in the keyword Jason to 615-737-1025 and receive a link to sign up for a chance to win all-inclusive tickets to the Eurostone Club at Bridgestone Arena to see Jason Aldean, plus also a chance to win $1,000 in cash as well. Taking your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Keith on the text line, Joe, says, Jared is being unrealistic as usual. He thinks the number one pick has to be Mahomes, Manning, or Brady. That's like saying this lottery ticket better win $10 million. This from
a nine-minute run.
That was Keith.
Yeah, another text says, and yet he screamed forever for Sam Darnold. He's delusional. And by the way, I just again want to remind everyone, I did not bring Jared up today. Robbie did.
Yes, I did.
I'm happy to talk about it. Now Jared is texting me saying I'm full of bleep. Let's see. Let me read his goofy little text here. Says, you're so full of bleep. You think Goff and Ryan Tannehill are interchangeable and you'd take Jared Goff's career at number one? And I told him I would take, again, when you say career, Jared Goff, who he is as a player, Ryan Tannehill, who he is or who he was as a player. Would I take that? Yes, both. Yes. I'm sorry. But, I mean, you had a great point. It's like if you had, during the break, you know, if you had the numbers we're talking about, like with Baker Mayfield's season, and then the contract is up. Are you're not re-signing it?
They're signing 100 times out of 100. Yeah. Like if he gets through his rookie deal here, and they're trying to determine whether or not to give him that next deal to make him their franchise quarterback, and he throws for 4,500 yards and 41 touchdowns, he's getting signed. Like I think, unless the Titans are just morons, I think he's getting signed.
Of course,
at that point.
Yeah, again, we can all agree. Everybody wants, if you're going to take a quarterback at this pick, for it to be in the very top, upper crust of whatever percentage that is, very low percentage. Of course you do. But be realistic. Understand that quarterback success in this league is also still so much about what else is around the quarterback, and that if you get the level of play that we're talking about here, you can win Super Bowls. Not like some random – I'm not talking like Dilfer Super Bowls where it's like you have to have one of the greatest defenses ever assembled. You can win – again, Jalen Hurts, to say you wouldn't take him. And the Eagles are great, and they've got a lot of things about their team that are great. But Jalen Hurts also drove those almost winning one Super Bowl and then winning one with excellent quarterback play. Yes. You just got a ring. Yes, take that guy easily. Well, don't wait.
And as I said, like this doesn't change my view on Cam Ward. Like I wouldn't take Cam Ward. We've talked about that throughout the entire draft process. I wouldn't do it. They're gonna.
Same.
they're gonna take Cam Ward. So now it becomes all right. Like moving beyond whether or not I would do it, what can you live with that pick? Like. Obviously, we can all live with Cam Ward being Lamar Jackson, right? Like I think we can all live with that. I'm just throwing it out there. Could you live with what we saw from Baker Mayfield last year? Which is some people have pointed out, like Baker Mayfield was a top 10 quarterback last year. Like pretty much any way you want to slice it. So again, you can win with that guy. Do you want the upper crust elite of the elite? Like do you want Josh Allen and the consistency that he brings every year? Or Lamar Jackson or Patrick. Of course you do. Like, and if Cam Ward's that, great. Like, we'll never utter the words Baker Mayfield ever again. I'm just saying there's a middle ground between great Hall of Fame quarterback and absolute bust that you might reach with Cam Ward And are you going to be okay with that?
Right. I mean, people talk about – so Purdy, I think he mentioned Purdy in the thing. You know, it's like – obviously, they didn't win one, and they probably won't. You know, it seems like they're probably cycling down. But you were awfully close with him, right?
And by the way, I think Baker's better than Brock Purdy.
Yes. Yeah. But I like he would be – like he'd be one of the interesting ones.
Yeah.
You know, it's worth discussing. It's like, is he – there's still a lot of – you know, is he more a product of them than you know, a catalyst?
Right.
And I think a lot of that just has to do with the fact that he did go at the end of the draft. So people can't – people don't want to believe that he's that good. I think he's pretty freaking good.
I think he's good too. I just like, – when you go back and look at the numbers, which we did yesterday, like Baker Mayfield is not – and again, I want to get away from me sounding like I'm like some Baker Mayfield apologist because I think he's fine. Like I like
Baker show,
Mayfield.
Baby. Bake show.
Like I don't think Baker Mayfield's like, you know, some future Hall of Fame or anything. Like, go back and look at his numbers in Cleveland. Like, his rookie year, he threw for basically 3,800 yards, 27 touchdowns, 14 picks. You know, the next year, he got wild with the turnovers. He threw 21 interceptions his second year. His third year, 3,500 yards, 26 touchdowns, 8 picks. And then his last year in Cleveland, he was hurt, and he threw for 3,000 yards, 17 touchdowns, 13 picks. And he was hurt the whole year playing through it. He was a shell of himself. And then they moved on, thought they could do better with Deshaun Watson, and I guarantee you, if you asked Cleveland right now, they would probably like to have Baker Mayfield back on their team.
Yeah, let's run this poll in Cleveland, see how
that
goes. Yeah, his third year, he was really good. They won a playoff game, and I'm taking that. I'm taking that. Same with you. I wouldn't take Cam Ward. They are taking Cam Ward. If Cam Ward is, you know, really top half of the league. I think if you have a top half of the league quarterback, roughly, you know, of course you'd rather be top 10, top 12. But if you're right around that mark, then I think that's good enough in general with the right support around the quarterback to have a chance in this league.
Couple of quick texts to get to. One texter says, y'all need to stop with this. There's no way Cam is going to be anywhere near as good as Baker was this year. He'll be about half of that at best as a rookie. I don't need him to be that as a rookie. Like, I'm talking about as they go through their process of evaluating him, and that's what he ultimately ends up being. Would you take that? Now, as we also pointed out yesterday, you also have to do this if you're Cam Ward and he ended up like Mayfield, you got to do it faster than he did it, right? Like, because if you take the path of, you know, Baker Mayfield's in what, his eighth year now? Like, you're not waiting that long if you're the Titans. Like, the last 2 years in Tampa, he's been really good for the Buccaneers. You know, he floated around after Cleveland and Carolina and the Rams and didn't play all that great there, and you thought maybe his days as a starting quarterback were over, and then he ends up in Tampa, and he's played great ever since then. So, like, you can't – if Ward does that, it ain't going to be with the Titans where he's Baker Mayfield. It'll be somewhere else. So you need an expedited path to get there. But I'm not talking about like it has to be like immediately he sets foot on the field as a rookie and he's 4,500 yards and 41 touchdowns. If he does that, then we're not going to be talking about Baker Mayfield next year. We're going to be talking about Mahomes and Stroud and those guys.
Well, right. You'll be talking about Stroud and Daniels, and he's the next guy who comes right in and does it. Interesting text here. Wes and Clarksville. So Tannehill's having a good QB play, and the Titans push him away, not fixing the team around him, getting him hurt. I have no faith in the Titans to get the next QB to a second contract. You got to remember, though, you know, Tannehill was older when they got him, right? So then you have the terrible playoff performance, and it's sort of like, okay, have his best days, are they behind him?
But he was clearly falling off.
Yeah, so it's not like he was their guy who was only in year five, and then they actually did give Tannehill a second contract, technically. Their first one was, you know, very cheap for $4 million or whatever the heck it was, and then they did give him another one. But, you know, so it's different. If you draft a quarterback one overall, I think that also would treat it differently than like they did with Levis. But you're right. It's still an accelerated timeline.
615-737-1025, our phone number. More of your thoughts to get to on the quarterback front. Kuharski will be with us later in the program. And there's something that we brought up with Nick Bumgardner yesterday that I think if the Titans do it, may send Kuharski into an early grave. So we'll get into that later in the show as well. Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight as the Nashville Sounds take on Memphis. Pregame at 6:20, first pitch at 6:35. Coverage also available at the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon, big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Paul Kuharsky from paulkuharsky.com with us here on the program. PK, 2 days in a row. What's going
on? Good to be back. It's like a regular thing. We had to work on that. Joseph, welcome back.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Exciting to see you live and in person.
I bet it is.
Oh, yeah.
PK, the Baker Mayfield discussion still raging on from our conversation yesterday.
Poll has expired.
Your poll has expired. I mean, last I looked, it was over 90%.
90.8
is where we ended up.
It's absolutely the correct answer. Anybody that wouldn't take that season as Cam Ward's peak is insane.
Yeah. So I guess I can go back to my personal text line. So. On the Hurts thing. The Hurts thing, man, that really bothers me. I don't know why the Hurts.
Stilly some credence. Stilly is anti-Hurts.
So this is his point on my personal text line. He says, Hurts has a number one defense, 2 tackles, 2 receivers, best running back in the NFL, a head coach OC, yes, that Nick Sirianni, that genius that he is, and a legendary DC. If Sam Darnold isn't good enough for them when they could have signed him and used a number one pick, then Baker Mayfield isn't good enough.
So we want teams to build up quality around a quarterback to make his life easy. Get him an offensive line and get him wide receivers. There's a large contingent that says, we can't even judge Will Levis. Last year's a complete wash. We can't judge Levis because he had no protection. He had no wide receivers. And then in Stilly's world, if a guy has a good offensive line and wide receivers, his work is completely discounted because he had a good line and good wide receiver. Let's put him on a crap team and see how he does before we can judge a quarterback. We have no idea if he's any good because, look, he's playing with a phenomenal line and phenomenal wide receivers and a phenomenal defense and phenomenal coaching. We don't know if he's any good. That Peyton Manning, we got to score him down. He had Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. One's in the Hall of Fame, and one's in the final batch
every
year.
Doesn't count, man.
Let's downgrade
him. Don't want
that
guy.
Look, I think for all of those people, the score up people and the score down people, here's how I look at it. Guys are in different situations. They're in all different situations. And you judge them on the situations that they're in. That's just how the league works. Some guys luck out, and they come in, and they end up getting drafted like Jordan Love. You get drafted by a good team because you fall into the 20s, and you end up sitting for 3 years, and you get to look. Now, Jordan Love wasn't as good as I expected this last year. But in terms of situations coming in, he wasn't thrilled to sit as long as he sat. But is there a better quarterback situation to walk into? Probably not.
No.
Other people, Tim Couch gets drafted by Cleveland with Chris Palmer as the head coach. You got no chance. No chance.
There's many Lions
David Carr.
Yeah, there's many Lions quarterbacks who I'd love to see.
No
chance. Their different outcome. Okay, here's another one real quick to throw into this discussion. You know, we talk about, you know, giving it, you know, what's good enough and all that. Like Marcus Mariota got – help me out. 15, 16, 17, 18.
Five, so he got 5 years.
Yeah. Four and a half, basically. But he got that time, and he never performed at the level we're talking about at all.
Not close.
I mean, his second year was the closest it came to that.
And you could say he wasn't surrounded by great. And I say he never elevated a single wide receiver. He never learned to avoid injury, which is something good quarterbacks do. You know, one super unfortunate,
good quarterbacks
terrible
learn to avoid injury.
Leg. Yes, it's a quarterback. I'm not saying you avoid the broken leg, but I talked to Peyton Manning about this. That evading and avoiding injury is a quarterback skill to a degree. And
Brady
good
had pliability.
Good quarterbacks don't get hurt as often as bad quarterbacks do. And that's not because of their line, because Peyton Manning didn't have great lines through much of his career. He did for a time, but not throughout. Late in his career, he had some shaky lines. There are a variety of skills here. And you know, Tom Brady elevated a billion receivers well beyond what they were. Now, we're talking all-time great there. But, I mean, did Matthew Stafford have terrific receivers in Detroit?
Well, Calvin Johnson.
After that?
No. Golden Tate, players like that.
Well, the bottom line is, like, I think too often we view the number one pick at quarterback as they're either Hall of Fame or they're terrible. And there is a large middle ground that is not only possible, like in some cases it's probably likely. Like the likelihood is Cam Ward's probably not going to be a total bust. He's probably also not going to be Patrick Mahomes. So then it gets to what degree, like how good does he need to be for you at the end of this rookie contract if you're the Titans to say, yeah, we'll sign up for more of that.
Well, I think you're probably going a little too far there. I mean, this Baker conversation has been really good, but that to me goes a little too far. I'm more with Joe on the fact that most of them don't pan out to an acceptable level. And that's why I think we're all guarded and reluctant. But also, I don't see in this thing, unless you're doing the Travis Hunter thing, which it's awfully hard to take a corner at one, of a very viable alternate path. I'm scared of Abdul Carter. We talked about this yesterday with the foot and with some of the background. And so what do you do instead? I don't see a great what do you do instead. So that's another reason to shoot your shot. And I'm not a big Cam Ward guy, but I do think that I don't think he's absolutely going to bust by any means. I think he's a guy that can come into the league and have a chance of being a very good player and have a pretty good chance at being a top half player until they screw it up.
I got to read Dennis here.
You always put that on the end of it.
I got to read Dennis here. There's a theme of like depression from a lot of fans today, which I get because it can get depressing when you think about all this stuff. He says the depressing thing about this, you need a QB, you have no more pick. The best QB available is a guy who we're saying maybe he can end up being Baker Fartin' Mayfield.
Anytime we could use the
– Well, I think that downscores Mayfield, as we're talking about. I mean, 41 touchdowns at your peak. Now, you need the peak to come faster, as we've said. But I think out of this, we're gathering that people don't have a proper appreciation for what Baker Mayfield's done.
Correct.
And that he was in a very dysfunctional organization when he started off – you know, with 3 out of 4 pretty good seasons. Now he turns the ball over more than you like. But guys who throw touchdowns at the level that he's thrown touchdowns tend to throw more interceptions. The Titans have never been that kind of team. But if the Titans turn into a team that get 41 touchdown passes, I'll take 16 interceptions. That offset's fine.
Yeah, Titans are more plus 25.
The Titans are more, you know, at their peak, more of a 26-8 or 22-10.
Tannehill was 33-5,
right? Like that
here
was a great
or
year.
In
great
Miami.
Year. No, he's here. He was
23-5. His peak was 28.
33-5 in 2020.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Which is good.
Take that. Yeah. Take that all day.
Sure.
But that is not.
But 41-16, I don't know how you don't sign up for that. 41. Think about the offensive numbers. Think about the weekly output. We're not talking about 18.
Watchable football.
Have they scored 41 touchdowns in total the last 2 years? I don't know. I guess so. Probably not by much more.
Yeah, that's probably they're hovering around that probably.
615-737-1025, our phone number. PK with us. The rest of the program will take your questions for PK on the Titans. 615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. The Atlanta Braves country road trip coming to town and teaming up with the Nashville Predators and 102.5 The Game. Join us at BetMGM Sports Lounge in Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, April 16th. That's a week from today. For a Braves watch party as they take on the Tampa Bay Rays at noon. Free giveaways like hats and t-shirts, plus you can win autographed baseballs and free Braves tickets to a game of your choice. The first 15 people in the door will win a pair of tickets to the Preds game that night. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com/events. This is Robbie and Rex Rowe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Rowe.
I was in serious pain last night, but my God, that beef rib, holy cow.
Quarterbacks who I would not accept if this becomes their career. Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, Brock Purdy, Tua Tagovailoa, Jordan Love, I think. Goff, not good enough.
A better idea.
They will not take the quarterback.
You don't know Nate Davis from a jar of Vicks.
That's quite the matchup from Keezer there. It is time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode. You can check it out every morning here on the program. Paul Kuharski is with us on the program for the rest of the show as well. Joseph, back from San Antonio. The floor is yours.
Way to bring it, Keezer. By the way, we're anticipating you're nicked off this week. Hearing your last week on the show. You're nicked off. I'm very excited about, so you better bring it. Is that going to be tomorrow? We're going to do a nicked off tomorrow?
I'll give you something.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right.
Here we go.
Whoa. I'm going to have to wake up and tune in.
There we go. That's right. All right. We are going to bring it back to San Antonio. And that two things being true. One of them is, and I'm here to argue with anybody who wants to argue otherwise, the SEC this year proved, established, cemented itself as the best conference in men's college basketball history. There has never been a better conference than the SEC this year. Also, if you are a fan of a particular SEC team and you get like really into that, it's freaking weird, and you should just root for your team and hate all the other teams in the SEC. But for Greg Sankey and the conference, you know, and of course the coaches love this stuff. Every coach in every conference ever always like, well, our league is just, it's so tough. And, they all say it. These guys actually, this is an incredible year. And if you're not convinced of that, again, I'll give you a few stats here. 14 of the 16 teams. Yes, it's Super League era, but 14 teams. 87.5%. That's never happened. 11 is the biggest number ever. So this is a record, not just in total, but in percentage of your teams that got in. So, yes, these are bloated leagues, but you got 14 of 16 in, and one of them was controversial. The other 13, there was no doubt that they should have been in. Seven teams of 16, record. Four teams in the Elite Eight, ties a record. 23 wins, record. You get units per win, so you get about 2 million, or you get about 2 million per game you participate in. 35 is the number. The previous record was 25 with the ACC in 2016. We got them about 40 million. The SEC raked in 70 mil from those units. Again, it's about 2 million per game. And then again, you get the champion. It's like I actually didn't think they were going to do this, and they did it. They actually exceeded what I thought they would do in this thing. It's incredible. And all kudos to them. The Big East got three teams in the 85 Final Four. So that is the one thing they did not match. But the Big East was top-heavy and had some terrible teams that year, and you had breaks that year when you were Georgetown and St. John's. There were no breaks in this league this year. So congrats to them, and also, again, if you're getting too excited about it, you should hate all the other teams. If you're not a Florida fan, you should be pissed that Florida won because you're a Tennessee fan or an Auburn fan or whatever. So that part of it is weird. It's like people who put like a politician's face on their hat or T-shirt. Like, it's just weird. I don't understand it at all. But congrats to the SEC.
Are people doing – like, are a lot of people doing this where they're like –
SEC, oh, baby! Oh, my God. No Vols, but the Gators won.
All
yes!
the time. I bet you that 80%, and that might be low, of people in the Nashville area – who root for an SEC team, absolutely rooted for Florida.
80%?
I don't know, but I will say that I think the core of that is SEC and Big Ten football. So, what I mean?
That is not right. The core of that is this regionalism that goes back to, quite frankly, a war.
The Civil War?
A war that was lost.
Well, okay. I mean, but that's kind of part of it too, right? It's like the – the North, the Big Ten, and the South. But I think it's a football, like the bowl games every year. It's always like, yeah, run!
It makes
LSU
no
beat
sense
Iowa.
To root for your rival who's going to win and thus out-recruit you.
And understand, the Big Ten fans do the same thing. Like as much as it is
Well, they
weird,
do it as a reaction to the SEC doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but there's a lot. Like, look, I can tell you, having written a ton about the SEC basketball this year, like every story comments like, oh, this media narrative creation, you guys are, you and ESPN just love the SEC. You know, like, there's a lot of hatred that's, you know what I mean, on the outside world for it the other way. So
I was with a friend who is a diehard Alabama person who was rooting for Auburn against Florida to keep it in state, quote unquote.
I see, that's just weird. That's
there is no Ohio State person in the world that would root for Michigan or vice versa, period. That's the South.
Do you think Ulysses S. Grant was a Ohio State guy? Ohio State started in 1870. He died in 1885.
Is that
think
right?
You think he's a Buckeye at the end? He's from Ohio.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. It's a good question.
PK went all the way back to Civil War. I want to know where this started.
There was only a touch,
the Big Ten and the SEC.
A touch of rant at the end there where he opened up for me. Otherwise, that rant was, hooray for the SEC.
Oh, shut up.
Which is a cheerlead, not a rant.
Okay, here's my rant. Shut the fart up.
Didn't know where he was going there for a second.
And Nick was standing up in there, nowhere near a cancel. No. Is that agreeable Ian back there?
That's Ian.
Are we going to call him? I declare that Ian should be called Agreeable Ian.
Agreeable Ian?
The first time. The first time.
How about agreeing? Agreeing Ian?
Agreeing Ian. Just agreeing. That's good, Joe. Good modification.
Thank you.
The first time he chimes in here with anything that disagrees with you guys will be the first time we ever hear him do that.
Wow. Guess we'll find out.
We know. I've heard Stilly, but Stilly will go like, hey, so Terrell Williams is coaching this game because Mike Vrabel got some kind of directive from the league.
God, that was an all-time
Ian, don't you agree?
Take.
Ian, what do you think about that?
Did he say that?
Ian will go, yeah, probably. Jared, whatever you say, boss.
No, I'm going to argue with you. I have heard Ian definitely, gently, kindly.
I don't remember that take.
I have heard him absolutely set Stillman straight. You have to, you know, you got to be, you know, Jared will get a little.
I think Ian's tough enough to handle a much more honest assessment than what Joe's willing to give him. And Ian, in his history on that show, qualifies as what I would call, let's see if I could put it mildly, an absolute shill.
There we go.
An enabler? An enabler?
Yes.
Huh?
An enabler.
A stilly enabler.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to what David Reed does there, Ian. Because David Reed will actually go, no, that's complete nonsense.
Steve from Franklin says, PK is off his rocker with an 80% number. He's just being a salty Yankee. I'd say 80% of people don't care about basketball or the SEC, period. That's from Steve from Franklin.
That's insane.
Around here?
I think they don't care about basketball. That's fine. But they care about sports. And when a big sports event's on and it involves the SEC, this guy's not much of an SEC fan if he thinks people aren't chiming in.
Well, I got to
tell you this. They could be caring about nothing. And if they see SEC teams in the finals of the bowling tournament, turn in and chant SEC.
Go Vandy! This texter says, screw the SEC, go Vols, and I hope everybody else loses every game possible. There you go.
Well, that's good. The smart people come out of the woodworks when they finally hear somebody supporting their side of this.
That's what it should be. 615-737-1025, our phone number. We have an hour with Kuharski on all things Titans. We got a lot of your questions to get to. Keep them coming. 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.